Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my god, it's that time again. How has it been a whole year? Inexplicably, it has. It's time for you to book Comedy Arcade at Edinburgh Fringe. We will be at a different home this year. We're going to be at Stand 3 at 4:40 p.m, a slightly more palatable time than last year, with a brilliant selection of guests that you do not want to miss. If you like this, you're going to love the live show. I will hopefully see you there.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vic Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
People of Edinburgh, welcome to the Comedy Arcade. Please welcome to the stage your host, Vic Slayton!
Hello, everybody. This is a delight, isn't it? Thank you for spending your Friday night in the Comedy Arcade. Now, with my feelings in mind, who had heard of the Comedy Arcade before Edinburgh Fringe this year? Give me a cheer. Yep, exactly. Ooh. Lush. Right. I'm going to try that again. With my feelings in mind, I want us to be friends. who's maybe heard of it slightly before? Perfect. Well, good news for those people. You're going to get something different tonight. We are playing trick cards this evening, and you guys get to be part of the show. So, how Comedy Arcade works, for the people that all listen all the time for the 52 episodes I've made but have forgotten in some weird amnesia situation, I've got a bingo ball full of numbers that correspond to topics. I will draw the balls in an ostentatious manner. I will ask my guests for an anecdote story or, because it's a live experience, interpretive dance, if that's how they feel. We've got Suze Kempner on. Who knows what's going to happen? And I will score them based on the ones that I like the best. So, normally, I will dole these trick cards out myself, but tonight, and for the rest of the Fringe, you have the power to influence the votes. So, who would like to hold the paddles tonight? Okay, brilliant, straight up. Red, yellow, or green?
Red.
Red, brilliant. That is my favourite one. This is new balls! Joe is going to deliver you your new balls paddle. Right, new balls, that means if you are bored with the story or it's not your favourite player, at any point, you can play the new balls paddle and we will move on immediately. They cannot finish what they're saying. They just have to accept that you didn't like it. So play it wisely. Someone played it too early last night and we had some boring stuff going on. So use the power wisely. It's a big responsibility. Who else wants to paddle with me? Right. All right. No, I'm gonna go with you because sorry, David, I like you the best. I don't know everyone's name, but yellow or green?
Yellow.
Yellow. Okay. You get the double points. This is a fun one. If you really enjoyed the story, you can double the points for that story. So, what is your name, yellow paddle holder?
Jody.
You've got the power of the double points. Okay. Who wants green? Oh, I don't know how to decide now. Oh, you're all the way over there, and I'm gonna choose you. You get the fruit machine. This means at any point you can scramble the scores. So what will happen if you play the fruit machine card? I will give everybody a dice. They will roll off, and the person with the highest score will get the highest points, and all the way down. I'm not going to explain each one. You know how that ends. Right, fruit machine. It's going over there. Right then, let's play, shall we? This is so exciting. I made this up in my kitchen in lockdown. I can't believe this is happening. Right. Let me introduce my first player tonight. I've named her already. She's an all-singing, all-dancing superstar and Twitter sensation. It's Suze Kempner, everybody!
Hello. Yeah.
Are you well?
Oh, yeah, because I haven't done a single show yet. So.
I thought you looked happy and fresh.
Yeah, I'm like, the whole world is my oyster.
How competitive are you feeling?
Very. If I don't win, I'll be furious and just fucking end it.
That's what I want to hear. Grr! Okay, let's get our next guest out. It is the remarkable Damon Banra. I love the way you're all running out like we're on an 80s game show. That was really fun. Like, right, there's no pressure on the power pose, but your next guest tonight is the Brighton Belle. It is Kate McGann. Why not? We could not do
Hello.
The show without the next man. Unfortunately, he's made himself essential because he's the only person who knows how the tech works most of the time. But also, he's really, really fun. We're going to really enjoy spending time with him. It is Rich Wilson, everyone.
Hello.
For some bonus points, who had the best entry, do we think?
Yeah.
I feel like you might have influenced. Have you brought ringers?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
You want people to laugh at your jokes?
Bloody awesome. Right, mate. Nice right. one.
Should we play then?
Yes.
All right. Right. This now, the people who are close to the front will notice that this is it's not really functional. It's just it's a plot device. Sometimes I use it mainly to collect my thoughts and make it look like I know what I'm doing. So I'll do it just for the game of it, but it's not very smooth, is it? Like, you have to put the whole thing down. Let's just imagine that went really smoothly. And the ball is... Oh, my God, I'm so shocked. I have definitely not got these written on the piece of paper. It is the worst gig you've ever done. It's an Edinburgh special category.
Oh, bloody hell. Don't make me choose.
I mean, the worst gig I've done, and I've done a few.
Don't say this.
No. This is the best one. I did. It,
you
it
know
was
that's
the one.
Points get one.
Absolutely.
Like, I can be flattered and bright.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This is, you're the best host as well. Anyway, the worst gig was in the lockdowns, the comedians had to resort to Zoom gigs. And initially, the initial ones, there wasn't any sort of like. Feedback from audiences. You just had to try and make a fucking laptop laugh, which is insane. And you had to, and I ended up what I ended up doing. I'd like prop my laptop up on a stack of books, and then like be dressed from like the waist up, just to feel alive. And just because I've got this old vintage chest of drawers, and what you do, it's got like handles that stick out. And every now and again, when I was moving around, I'd like trap the end of my penis in a handle and just.
But did it give you a certain edge?
Yeah. You kind of go, oh, yeah, there's still life in the old dog. Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
they sat you on the end to make sure yeah. you're wearing trousers.
I'm going to Winnie the Pooh the shit out of this gig. And so the first gigs were the ones where we were trying to make people laugh. And then they introduced a thing called like the front row where you could hear people and see people. And it was a bit more back and forth. And there was one person, to this day, I don't know who it was. They had their camera off, but they didn't have the sound off. And I'm halfway through doing a thing, and I just heard this voice just go, oh, God! So I think that's the worst one. Because you're trapped in your fucking flat as well. You've got nowhere to go. You're dying in your own house. It's rubbish.
Was so, yeah. he all right? Do we know what happened?
I've no idea. I mean, maybe that might have been the thing that tipped him over the edge. This is blowing. I don't know. I was pissed.
Imagine that being the last thing you heard before you exited the mortal coil.
Just this accent, just chatting shit about whatever, and just, oh, that's it. I can't do this anymore.
This feels right.
Yeah. Goodbye, cruel world.
Suze, you had a visceral response to this one.
Yeah. Does it have to be an Edinburgh gig?
No. Any gig you like.
Because I've plenty of shit ones there.
It's got to be funny as well, not harrowing.
Worst gig I've ever had, New Year's Eve 2018, I'd been booked for a pub gig singing just dance floor fillers. And that's the thing I've done for years and years and years, and it's such easy money. You drive your PA up, put it on the stands, and then go, hey, how you doing? End of another bloody year? Dancing queen. It's so easy. It's such an easy gig. And I got there, and I was setting up in this pub, and I was like, this doesn't feel like a pub. And then I looked on the walls, and there were like men in robes or cool things. Yeah, it was a fucking Freemason's lodge. And I went, is this a Masonic lodge? And they went, yeah. And I was like, oh, God. So I was in for a hefty 5 hours. They got me to sing as they were coming in. They were like, can you sing as they're coming in? I said, yeah, I can just do some light jazz or something. And then they went, they won't like that. I said, well, what would you like me to do? I don't know. These were the people organising the gig, who just looked fucking terrified, which was very reassuring. So I was singing as people came in, and they were all walking past going, oh, like I wanted to. I was happy not singing, you know? And then they made me eat on the table with them. And the first thing that happened was there was an empty seat, and they went, his name's Barry. Barry's not here yet. And they kept going, Barry's not here yet. Like, Barry was amazing. And then when Barry arrived, they went, Barry, sit down. Tell her, they never learned my name. Tell her why you're called Chinese Barry. And I went, and I was like, please don't tell me. He weren't Chinese. And then what happened? He told a really, really long story that involved a phone number. And I couldn't make head or tail of it. And I was so relieved. Anyway, I had to have dinner with him. And then the guy I was sat next to, it was so fucking boring. And all he was interested in was Freemason stuff. Like, it was like, all I'm interested in is Sonic, right? But that's more interesting. So he was like a Sonic nerd, but all he wanted to talk about was the Freemasons. And at one point, we were actually more persecuted in World War II than the Jews, but we don't go on about it. And I thought in my head... because I'm Jewish, I was like, do I make a fucking scene? And then all I thought was like, no, they're paying me 900 quid. And I just went, oh, well, and I went, so has Freemasonry been in your family for generations? And it turned out he'd only been a Mason 10 years ago. Since 10 years ago, I was like, well, you weren't persecuted then, you fucking cunt. Anyway, then after the meal, I had to start singing again. And I was like, this will be fine. It's all dance floor fillers. They wouldn't be drinking. No one would get up and dance, and they all just looked at me like I was fucking scum. And then, because I guess they're all fucking anti-Semites. And then this guy comes over, and he was dancing like that, and he was dancing over to me, and I thought, oh, good. But I think it was his walk, and he like, and I'm trying to sing. I'm singing. I was like, I got really desperate and did Michael Jackson. I wouldn't normally do that because, like, what he got up to, horrible business, right? And he was like. Those steamy windows. But he was like spitting at me as he was doing it. And I went, I don't have steamy windows. And he went, and he got my arm and he went, get John up. And I went, what? And I'm trying, this is during singing. So I'm blaming on the sunshine, what? And he went, get John up. I went, who's John? He went, in, get John up. What the fuck? And it was just this big giant wardrobe of a man, right, who was called John. It turned out he was like King of the Masons. And I sort of looked over at him and he was just shaking his head at me. And then this guy finally just gets my arm and pulls me off the dance floor. And I was like, oh, could me to him, but I wanted 900 quid. And then he cut me over to this bloke, John, who went, no, it's not working. What you're doing is not working. Those are the songs we know. I went, well, what songs would you like? He went, just do ones we know. And I went, I'm not psychic, John, like that. Also, I'd just been doing like ABBA and fucking Motown. None of these were... It wasn't like I was like, and now a Kate Bush album track, right? I've never told this on stage before. What? My show's shit compared to this. Anyway, right? I've only ever tweeted it, right? So
it's called PlayStation, if you want.
So, John got up and he went, we're going to do a karaoke because it's not working. I was like, I went to the Royal Academy of Music and look at me now. And I had to run karaoke off my fucking laptop with YouTube. And he wanted to do a song called Ain't No Pleasing You. He went, I want to do Ain't No Pleasing You. And I went, huh, that's apt, isn't it? And it was like, tough crowd. And then he sang that. Would you believe it? John was fucking shit. And they all went berserk, which really annoyed me. And he went, there you are, that's all you had to do. So I carried on singing, and at one point, four women got on, and four of these silent Mason's wives got on, and they danced at the side of the stage, And I said, ah, and at that point I was doing an ABBA, and I said, there, I knew all it took would be ABBA to get you up and dancing. And one of them went, well, four of us. Fuck off. I hate the wives now as well. I felt sorry for you before. I had solidarity with the sisterhood. But I just coded them nice because they were women. No, they were horrible too. And anyway, it went on and on. And then at the end of the night, right? Oh, and also at the dinner, the only thing that they wanted to talk about that wasn't Freemasonry was fucking Brexit, which they loved. And I didn't say anything because I'm so nice. And £900. And then, right at the end, I went, well... It's time for the last song of the night. We've done Auld Lang Syne. It's time for the last song of the night. And I always finish with We Are the Champions, which I had a feeling would be quite funny in my head. And I went, time for the last song of the night. And a bloke shouted out, Silent Night, please. Like that. And everyone fucking pissed themselves laughing. And I did the angriest We Are the Champions you've ever heard in your life. Paid my dues time after time. And then I got to the end of the song and I went, fuck Brexit. Dropped my mic, walked off. That sounds amazing, but 3 minutes later, I had to come back and pack it all up because it was my mic. Anyway, I got my 900 quid.
Suze Kempner, everybody.
Wow.
That didn't get the double points. Oh my God, hey. What have people got to do? Hey.
Thank you. Ha, I made all that up.
So Suze has won.
Yeah, that's it now.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
Sorry, not all my anecdotes are that long.
No pressure on anyone.
Yeah. Well, mine was for Freemasons on Zoom.
So. Yay!
Did you get your knob caught in a drawer?
Yeah. I did it for free. It was for fun.
Great bunch of lads. Yeah.
There's no way I can follow that, but my worst one was...
You might get her points, though. Someone's got Fruit Machine in here.
That's true. It's always worth
all that work, that woman did all that work, and a man might get the points.
Yeah, what if someone in here is a Freemason, they're like, Fruit Machine, the pin.
Straight off the bat, but no one else has got any points, it doesn't matter.
No, mine was for... it was Diwali. We don't celebrate too many things during the year, and I thought the one we do celebrate... Yeah, I'll take the gig up north. I drove away from my family. It was for a small town just outside Newcastle, and apparently the city hall they'd sort of given out free tickets to everybody to come to this event, and so they booked me as a comedian. I was like, okay, great, and showed up and found out quite quickly I'm the only comedian on, and it was. So the opening act was a 20-minute choreographed traditional Indian dance.
Was that you?
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, multi-talented, isn't it? and then followed by a dual performance, like, you know, those the loud drums with Bhangra. And then when that was done, everyone had like a big like happy Diwali celebration. They were like, now's the time. Let's all just acknowledge it's Diwali. Happy Diwali, they sang a traditional song. Then I come on. Yeah, so I'm from Wembley. and I'm trying to tell my story. But when I come outside, right, I see who's actually in there. And it's this really odd hall. It's like theatre seating. There's room for about 400 people. There's about 30 people in. Then there's like a space with floor, and people's kids are just playing. They're just playing whatever. And then I did a joke about how Indian Wembley was, and as I came to the punchline, the kids started crying. Which I did not take that feedback on board. I still do the joke. And then as it came to the end of the set, I was like, all right, well, I got to get the hell off her. I was like, thank you very much, guys. Good night. One dude, solitary.
Oh, brutal.
I'm like, I go to the green room, head in my hands, my phone's vibrating, I answer the call, and it's all my family, happy Diwali! And fireworks are going off in the background. I was like, it's not the time. It's not the time. That was a pretty shit gig.
Were you paid £900 for
Well, not quite, not quite, sadly. Oh, no.
I had a really bad one. It was a working men's club in Worthing. I mean, come on. You know it's going to be good. And then they didn't turn the football off. They just left that on. So it was a nice little background just added to the, you know, comedy of the night. And people only sat around the peripheries of the room. Like, absolutely sat around. So there was no one here. And it was just empty tables in this massive sort of bingo hall, if you will, with the main lights on, so strip lighting. So it was, it was just, I even asked my friend beforehand, I said, I texted my friend and went, have you done this gig before? Is it a good one? He's like, yeah, it's a really good gig. I turned up and went, you fucking asshole. And he's like, and he knew it. They didn't turn the football off. So we had all the men at the back drinking Foster's Top, which is obviously the drink of the gods. delicious. So they're all watching the football and commenting on it. And then I go on first. Oh, they put a disco light on, which is always...
Oh, yeah. That nothing so, screams yeah. comedy more
nothing
than...
Nothing than a spinning, continuous disco light. So that was on. So there's me in front of a pop-up banner. Don't knock it. Everyone has one. So I was there with the banner that said the joke pit or whatever it was called. Oh, yeah. Should I change the name of the night? For the context of this, it was called the joke hole. I did it. And there was four women sort of in the middle. And they said... they just kept talking throughout all of my set. And I was supposed to be doing like 15 minutes and I was 5 minutes in and I went, sorry, ladies, sorry, can I just interrupt you? Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to bother you. So sorry. I'm just doing something here. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. And they turned around and screamed at me, she's been at a funeral. So I said, I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you for coming. Thank you. I mean, I can't make that funny. Like, so sorry for your loss. Anyway, my vagina. I mean, none of you would have seen me. Thank you.
I mean, I should make it clear you can only play the trick card once, but I didn't. Because I didn't, that's on me. You can have double points as well.
I get 10 points. basically.
I haven't finished scoring yet. Bloody rubberneck.
And then, sorry, I'll cut that off. Put the Skittles in the way. So I can't see. She turned around and said she's been at a funeral. And then they proceeded to stand up and say, mind how you go, darling, it's in a better place. As I was still trying to do my material. It was completely pointless. And then I wrapped up early. I thought, there's no way I'm doing 15 minutes of this. And it was awful. And I walked out. And then the guy that was headlining was like, well, you see, thing is, Kate, this is the bread and butter of what we do. And I was like, no, this is not.
No.
I do not want to eat bread and butter ever again.
This is the cabbage water of what
I was having a terrible time.
Oh, God almighty.
Do you want to go again, Rich? Because you went first and everybody had bangers there. So.
Oh, got you.
I'm just offering.
There was one. As what I love is that every comedian you've ever heard of, down the ages, every single person from when comedy started, they've all got a comedy death story. And those are the stories that you want to hear as comedians. You don't want to hear about someone roofing it, smashing it, got their own TV show. I want to hear how you ate so much shit. And we're all the same. All comedians are the same. It was my cousin who I don't really have a lot in common with anyone in my family at all. And they do this thing, it's Crown Green bowls, like proper bowls. They said, "Oh, we're doing an awards night. Can you come and do a bit?" And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, this is awful." And I went, "All right, then, as is you, I'll come and do it." So I got there and they said, "Right, what we're going to do, we're going to do the awards. We want you to do that. And then we're going to start the disco." And so, yeah, those are not words you want to hear, are they? And I immediately went, no. And they went, no, it'll be fine. And funnily enough, halfway through Dancing Queen, it just faded out. And they went, "Now for some comedy." And I had to trundle out and just go, "Hey, everybody."
Oh, Rich, you don't trundle.
Yeah, that's true. I just kind of flop. Yeah, that was up there. That was horrible. And at the end, when they gave me my money in cash, it was honestly, it was like...
Was it £900?
No, it wasn't even that. It was like...
You were winning at life, Sue.
Yeah. It was like 200 quid. And they just hated me for every penny they'd spent. It was brutal. So I don't see them anymore. And they live in Swindon, so fuck them.
Good roundabouts, though.
Yeah, it's very good roundabouts in Swindon, yeah.
Tell a lot about a place by its roundabout.
Yeah. They don't want you to leave.
I've been in for weeks.
Yeah. One of us. So there we are.
See, sometimes you need a second go, don't you?
Yeah. I thought the first one was fine.
It was fine. That was exactly right. It was fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise that you quantum leaped my mum into you.
Both very special ladies.
Isn't right. They just?
Here we go. Hang on.
I love the noise.
The weirdest DM you've ever received.
Show feet times about 150.
Yeah, what is all that about?
And I was a gymnast. No one wants to see my fucking feet. They're like gnarled little pig's trotters. You don't want to see them.
What do they mean times 150? What
are you? No, oh, that's how many
about
times.
150 people.
Go. Oh, really?
Show feet.
Just that's it. Feet. Just no, please, no manners at all. No.
Some of them say please. Some of them are like, "Oh, my lady."
Mate.
No.
And they're worse.
That is horrible.
I'm just trying to be respectful.
You do know, that you've made it as a comedian when you do get that DM. I got it. What's your shoe size? I got it. Yeah. What's your shoe size?
I could have been buying you a nice pair of trainers.
Yeah, they could have been.
You've always got good trainers.
I do have good trainers. But there was once when Kate and I are together, right? And so Kate's seen my feet and she went.
I'm going to give you some pity points for that, Kate.
So we were sitting around and I said, "Do you know what? I need to go and see a shopperist. I need to see someone to tidy him up a bit." And she went, "You need a blacksmith, more like."
Nice fucking trotters.
Fucking funny, man.
You still haven't gone, though.
I haven't gone, no.
Organisation, terrible.
I know.
No, I haven't had show feet. So I'm annoyed. Because maybe I haven't made it then.
No.
I'm annoyed.
Don't worry. So hang on in there.
Lately, I've got
your people will come.
My time will come. Lately, I've had loads of people message me saying, "Would you like a sugar daddy?" Like a lot, and I was like, "Do you know what? One. We could do with some spare money.
We could. I don't mind that.
Like, we could.
I've seen a decent proposal."
Do you need to pay the rent somehow?
Oh, yeah, I went to Swindon for 200 quid. So you know.
You're doing this for free.
Bloody right. Yeah. You could put yourself out a little bit, babe.
Yeah. They said it wouldn't. They've said, I've sent, maybe it's a bot or something, but I've had like quite a few, and they're all in like, you know, the other messages on Instagram. And then it's all like, you don't have to do anything. I just want to, you know, pay for things. I was like,
I mean, how could that go wrong?
How could it possibly
How
go
could
wrong?
It go wrong, honestly? Because we want to do this. What's the worst
thing? I'll get a new message saying, show feet.
Yeah. And then just say how, like...
How much?
To be fair, I'll show my feet for money. They're only fucking feet, but they're horrible, and I don't think they'd like them.
Send a picture of Rich's.
You did say whose feet.
Yeah, true.
Oh, send us all your feet, Rich, and then we can send people unsolicited foot pics. That's how we'll reciprocate against dick pics. We'll send pictures of your feet.
Yeah, oh my God. Their phones would dissolve.
Yeah. They'd be like, are they in Middle Earth?
Oh, God. Absolutely not.
Hobbit,
men shouldn't have feet anyway. Men's feet are horrible.
What would you do otherwise? Just stump around.
Do you know what? Yeah, let's just go down into like a thing.
Like a point?
Like a skidoo.
Yeah, like a, you know, like just you know, as they are, but just nothing going on.
We've strayed a bit far from the category here.
Well, yeah.
Weirdest DM.
I do know someone that travelled the world. Solely. That's good. Any on on the money that she'd made from feet pics. Yeah, you can make a fortune.
Shoes on eBay as well. Like nasty shoes. You will find buyers.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. On the grapevine.
Thing is, I don't know why they have to make it weird.
Oh, like, look, we've got a thing.
What's that? Yeah, that means move on. Frimshay!
Oh, it's exciting!
Is there a dance or something? Is there a dance?
We all have to take our shoes off.
Yeah!
Swap shoes!
Absolutely.
The fruitiest feet win!
Yeah, no!
Come to the table. Some dice. Okay. This is exciting, right?
Whoever can pick up the most Skittles on the floor with their toes.
I mean, you two have both been done so wrong here by this. Right, you've got to roll your dice.
Right. That good wrist action there, Riz.
Bloody right, mate. It was a long lockdown.
It's bad news. It's bad news for
Suze. Oh, no. My beautiful Masonic points.
Oh, my God. It's a roll-off. It's a roll-off between Rich and Damon. Oh, no.
Oh.
One of you's getting Suze's points. One of you's getting Kate's. This has gone so wrong.
Fucking patriarchy.
Oh, my God, it's Suze again. We're going to be fucking You predicted this was happening when I told you that I'd bring this to the game.
I did say I didn't get it.
Oh, Rich. Rich is the new... You're the new leader.
Oh.
Don't live it with him.
There's a few faces there I can see going, how dare you? This is the patriarchy again.
Yeah. This is like in Charlotte's Web where that fucking pig took all the fucking credit for that lovely creepy spider.
Two legs good.
This has gone terribly. Right, any bad DMs in your life?
Yeah,
sent
again,
or
no.
received? You know, you can. It's a safe space. You can share.
Yeah, why not? I don't tend to get too many like no feet pics. Sadly, I haven't made it yet. But the kind of strange DMs I get are like people will be like, "Hey man, just to let you know, I've seen all your videos on all your social media. I just don't think it's working."
mate.
And I'm like,
they never have.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And I'm like, but okay, well, all right then, fucking comedy
about
professor.
Your beard, or?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm like, but you watched all of them. Why did you do that? Like,
I was just trying to help.
I'm just gonna watch this next one just to be sure. Just
that's
like
so weird.
The average hater, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I feel
like you
just phoned it in now because you know that you've got all the points. So
exactly.
Rich, did we get a bad DM from you?
Have I ever? No, you know, all the ones that baffle me are the ones on Instagram where someone says, "Oh, I'm head of the promo team for this jewellery company, and I think you'd be a great ambassador." And you're like, imagine if you'd set up your own jewellery company. You paid someone a good fat wedge to work for you and promote your company that you've put your heart and soul in. And then you find out that all they do all day is message strangers to say, yeah, you'd be good in these. You'd look cracking in this. I'm a van driver from Kent. I don't think those are really me.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Big hoop here.
Yeah. Or you get like, I don't know, there must be bots obviously that just go, you get like a hi, and then you go, who's that? And you click on it and it's like they've got like no posts. And just then you're like, oh, that's just but there are, I know people that on Facebook that have, what, someone messaged me once and went, Rich, I'm in real trouble. I went, why, what have you done? And he went, I replied. And what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean you replied? And he went, well, we ended up with a back and forth, and then videos were sent, and then this and the other. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he went, I ended up masturbating to this woman. And I was like, mate, you what do you mean?
Joel Dommett.
No. Yeah. And then he got a message saying like, we have video of this now, and if you don't pay us this money, we're gonna send this video to all of your family. Yeah. Oh, but there's a few fellas in here, and I've had that, and I didn't do what he did, but I got that. It just said, we've seen what you've been looking at online.
Yes.
And we're gonna
Bitcoin, and I'm like, how do you send Bitcoin?
So you just go, oh, fuck it, just send it. I don't give a shit. Send it to my mum. I don't care. I mean, what have you got? You've got me from the shoulders up, just looking at the thing, and then I'm just...
jiggling about.
Yeah, and occasionally leaning on a little curtain for purchase. Just.
Oh, tell the story about the message you got from your mum.
Oh, God. No, that was a text, yeah. My mum sent me a sex text by mistake.
Oh! Brilliant. And I had to meet her and know that.
She sent a text saying...
I think that's pretty cool. They're still doing
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not from your mum. And not when you hear what she said.
Okay, not from my mum, but for your mum. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It said, right, and I quote, it said, I can't wait to feel you inside me again.
Graphic, isn't it?
Now, obviously, I was taken aback. And, to my credit, didn't automatically think sex. I kind of went, well, that's weird. I didn't realise those... Yeah, I didn't realise...
Yeah.
I didn't realise those 9 months carrying me around were that enjoyable. I mean, I'll climb back inside. But I don't know if you've seen this. End up wearing you as a suit, mum. It's weird.
Yeah. What an image.
But then it was immediately followed by another text. I almost immediately just went, that was for your dad.
for the avoidance of any doubt.
Yeah.
Did you ask him? Imagine if it wasn't.
Did I fuck?
Did they fuck is the question.
Whatever they're doing, good luck to them. I'm 50. You know how old my parents are. If they're still doing it, good on them.
Fair play to them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. You do not enable him to get more points, Kate.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
There's only one winner, though. There is only one winner, and Sue still really wants it. And
I'm seeking right. Rich's mum.
Absolutely furious.
My mum really wants it.
Yeah, she just texts me. To
yeah. Say. How long left?
And the category is a thing that you love that is misunderstood.
Feet pictures.
It's a curveball. It's a callback. Is it true?
Do you know what? I do like feet, but I don't make it weird. I don't message people and say, can I have a look? And I don't jump out of the bushes and take people's shoes off.
You did try
and... Oh, no, yeah, when we...
Oh yeah, you look so panicked there. It's so funny. So no, we'd gone out for dinner, and then we'd had like more wine than I care to admit to. Yeah. We'd had a nice time. We're a bit push, and we came in back as having a nice time. We came home. And he started taking my shoes off before I'd finished wearing them. I was like, I'm still wearing these.
I'm still using these. I was trying to help. I wasn't being pervy.
No,
I was trying
it was
to help.
Just like, He was just trying
just
to help.
Just trying to help. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
We were still in the shop.
I'm still.
Let me get you out of those wet things.
I'm doing my lasers. I was like, I still need them.
Yeah. I'm still using these.
Sorry, did I go off piece?
No, it's great. Smash that.
Misunderstood. Something is misunderstood.
Something you love that you have to explain to people.
Your boyfriend.
We were all thinking.
Teeny tiny little man. I'm quite tall, so yeah, I'm into small men, apparently. Now. I like being climbed. That's my thing.
I scuttle up you. Let's play hobbits.
Let's play hobbits.
You can play new balls anytime you want. Literally, like it.
You'd be Sauron again.
Does look like that from where I'm sat.
That's enough. Do this again.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
In a way, we all are. Right. Things that give you the ick factor.
Well,
2 seconds ago.
The audience gets a point.
Yeah.
Yay.
Things get the ick factor. I'd, like, the idea of being sick in public is awful to me. I think it would be to anyone, but like that sounds so bad. And it has happened once. Right.
This is asking permission to play your greatest hits, and I'm going to allow it.
I told this story on Comedy Arcade before.
So they've all heard it. I'll make every single one of you.
You've all heard this podcast. Well, I'll make it quick. I was in a show with a guy and we were vibing and then we stayed out 7 hours drinking and I think he was a functioning alcoholic. He was also 6'1" and I kept up with him drink for drink. And then the last thing I remember is going, we should go to the cinema. And he went, I want to see 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. And I went, that's a great idea. Let's go to that cinema across the road. It was in Hackney. We went into the cinema. I don't remember anything after that. My memories begin again with me being shaken awake by 2 members of staff in a cinema going, please, please tell us your name. And then, I will black out from drinking, but then I'm wide awake. So I was like, I'm Suze Kempner, off of Twitter. And then, I just said my name. I'm not a fucking... I'm not completely dreadful. And I went, I'm Suze Kempner. And they went, do you feel you can walk? And I went, yes, obviously. And I like... strutted through the middle of them and I was at the back of the cinema at the top of an aisle and I walked all the way down the aisle and they followed me out and they sat me down and they gave me some water and they went, do you feel like you're going to be sick again? Now, I'd never been sick from never ever been sick from drinking at this point, and I was 21 years old. I was 33 and turned out I had been sick on my leg, but it was only a little bit, so I think it was a burp that went wrong, so I'm not sure. But the mortification was huge. And they went, who are you here with? And I said, this guy, Evan, we've been vibing. And they went, no, you were in there alone. And I was like, And they went, what film were you seeing? I said, 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. It was his choice. And they went, no, well, you were in the screen for The Darkest Hour. And I went, I didn't want to see that. And they said, well, we're going to go into the screen and find your friend. I went, no, don't. We really wanted to see it. Let him watch it. They said, we'll wait out here with you then, because this is where everyone exits from. And if he doesn't come out at the end, we will make sure you're in a cab, because I didn't have anything with me, my coat, my bag, nothing. And they went, I went, oh, no. And the 3 billboards had over 1.5 hours left. So they waited with me, and I told them all about my favourite serial killers. And I kept apologising for being sick, because it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Then at the end... my friend Evan did come out and he had all my stuff with him. And he went, oh, I couldn't find you. He went, I went looking for you. I couldn't find you. And I went, thick on my leg. And and then he went, let's go and get you some food. So we went to a McDonald's. It was really late at this point. And I said, what happened? He said, well, during the trailers for the film, you went, this is too intense. And I need a wee. And he said, and then you left the cinema screen climbing over every seat in front of you, even if people were in them. ex-gymnast, so. And I had obviously been for a wee, because I hadn't pissed myself, fellas. And then I'd obviously just walked into any screen I could find, sat down, been sick on my own leg, and then passed out. And I said to him, it's awful, and he went, no, it's fine, it's really funny. Do you want to know if we ended up together? Yeah. Of course we fucking didn't. None of that behaviour was charming. anyway, that gives me the ick.
I don't think I've not got too many bad ones, but I heard one which was amazing. Someone once told me they get the ick when they see a man holding an umbrella. If you're waiting for more, there isn't any more. If a man is prepared for the rain, they don't want to fuck him anymore. Which I thought was mental.
Were you holding an umbrella?
I've never. Pretty macho. Never owned one.
A friend told you this. Okay, okay. Okay, babes.
My friend Alan gets the ick if he goes with his boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend. Whoops. if they go to a coffee shop and his boyfriend orders a hot chocolate, he's like, like he is a grown man. Like that is disgusting. And it's so funny. I don't know what mine is. Rich's feet, I guess. No, I'm joking.
They are pretty bad, actually.
No.
Yeah.
No one wants to see them.
No.
Stop bringing it up.
See, what though? What gives me the ick is sliders and socks. I mean, have a word with yourself. Fuck up. You, fuck. Out. Out, you sex tourist. That's what you look like. I've seen it. I see the people now that just... I was an advert for a fashion label and all there were young people in it and they all had like bucket hats, shirts not dissimilar to this. And then... Because I'm cool. And then they had like long shorts, socks up to the knee, and sliders. Is that... Is that you? Shoot Shoot yourself in the head.
Cease and desist.
Good Lord. Richard. Crocs, you have officially given up. You are just taking valuable oxygen away from the rest of us that desperately need it.
Cool now. They come back round.
No.
Yeah. They're so comfortable. I went to a festival, Mighty Hoopla, and they had them to hand that you could go and hand your shoes in and then get a pair of Crocs and just knock about in a pair of Crocs.
I gotta be honest, my parents, because I do a bit in my act, I used to about Crocs. And my parents, for a laugh, bought me a pair for Christmas. And I put them on and they were the most comfiest thing I've ever worn in my entire life. To the point, I went, no, absolutely not. No.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts when you go, well, I'll just bang around the house in them. And then you're like, oh, I need milk. And then it's only up the road, isn't it? I'm only nipping to Asda. I'll just keep these on. And before you know it, they're on you forever.
You're putting your little studs on.
Look at me, I'm wacky. Look. I want them to tell a story. People know. I like ice cream and dogs.
So you could have some Sonic ones, Sue.
Shit! Yes.
Greg's have just released some.
Greg's Crocs. What? Are they made out of paper?
Yeah. The loafers. Sorry. Yeah. That was just for you. That was just for you.
This is how the pros work.
Old school.
Well, inexplicably, we've reached the end. We've done fuck all categories. But we all learned a lot about each other, didn't we?
Yeah,
so, right. Well, inexplicably, Rich Wilson, you're the winner.
Yes, mate.
I apologise. There you are.
There was a tactical fruit machine played. That's the nature of the game.
And I will also say, my the best entrance this evening was Kate McGann. I mean, proper Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, was. That's what we're doing. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, you would have been last otherwise, Rich. So that went all right.
thank you for the fruit machine points. Yeah,
that wrist action's coming
handy. Fuck yeah!
So me and Rich will be back here pretty much every night with a new panel of people. So if you like these, bad news, you won't see them again. If you didn't, good news, there's someone else. So there are also 52 episodes you can catch up on if you were one of the two or three people that hadn't already listened to the podcast before. This has been the Comedy Arcade. You have been absolutely outstanding. Thank you to the trick card holders as well. Big round of applause for them. Big round of applause for the panel. You are now free to go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.